Welcome. I'm so glad you found your way here. Today's meditation is based on the late Cynthia Wilcox's meditation, Anything Welcome in the Heart. Jeff Foster wrote, "Do not try to open your heart now. That would be a subtle movement of aggression towards your immediate embodied experience. Never tell a closed heart it must be more open. It will shut more tightly to protect itself, feeling your resistance. A heart unfurls only when conditions are right. Your demand for openness invites closure. This is the supreme intelligence of the heart. Instead, bow to the heart in its current state. If it's closed, let it be closed. Sanctify the closure. Make it safe. Safe enough to feel unsafe. Trust that when the heart is ready, and not a moment before, it will open like a flower in the warmth of the sun. There is no rushing for the heart. Trust the opening and the closing too, the expansion and the contraction. This is the heart's way of breathing. Safe, unsafe, safe, unsafe. The beautiful fragility of being human and all held in the most perfect love." So if you haven't already done so, I invite you to close your eyes gently and bring your attention to your posture, scanning through the body and making any adjustments required to bring a sense of comfort and ease. And then, starting at the top of the head, allow your attention to gently, slowly stream down, over, and through you, like a gentle, warm spring shower. Allow it to invite softening and opening to any areas of tension or tightness. Allow all that no longer serves to be washed away. Perhaps allow it to clear any cloudiness in the mind. Wash sleepiness from your eyes. Invite relaxation to the jaw, the tongue, the neck and throat. And as your attention gently washes over the shoulders, invite them too to soften and fall back and down. Offer, loosen, relax to the arms, elbows, hands, wrists, and fingers. Loosen. Relax. Then continue down through the torso, including the lower back and the pelvic region. And then at your own pace, move down through the hips, the upper legs, the knees, the calves, and come to rest in the feet. Balance your attention on both feet at the same time and take a few moments to sense their connection to the earth beneath them. And perhaps set the intention to receive whatever arises in our time together with kindness and compassion. And from this place of stillness, intentionally direct the breath into and out of a single point in the center of your chest, the heart center. This point may appear as a small ball of light or a felt sense of warmth. Breathing in and breathing out. In and out. Peace and calm. Do not try to open your heart now. That would be a subtle movement of aggression towards your immediate embodied experience. Never tell a closed heart it must be more open. It will shut more tightly to protect itself, feeling your resistance. A heart unfurls only when the conditions are right. Your demands for openness invite closure. This is the supreme intelligence of the heart. Instead, bow to the heart in its current state. If it's closed, let it be closed. Sanctify the closure. Make it safe. Safe even to feel unsafe. Trust that when the heart is ready, and not a moment before, it will open like a flower in the warmth of the sun. There's no rushing for the heart. Trust the opening and the closing too. The expansion and the contraction. This is the heart's way of breathing. Safe. Unsafe. Safe. Unsafe. The beautiful fragility of being human and all held in the most perfect love. Our practice today is simply to hold our attention at the heart center and moment by moment allow all that arises to be as it is without judgment. As we move forward, I invite you to touch back into the support the earth offers from time to time by pushing gently downwards through your feet, your sit bones, or any other area of the body that's resting downwards into the surface beneath them. Then, when you're ready, come back to the breath as it moves in and out. In and out of the heart space. While you as the observer investigate what is present. Breathing through the center of the chest, allow the heart space to expand and take up as little or as much space as it desires. Yet, as the poem indicates, the heart unfolds only when conditions are right. Any forcing or demanding for openness only invites closure. Also know it doesn't have to be limited to the space inside your chest cavity. It can flow down the arms and legs, even into the space around you. In whatever condition your heart is in, fully open, slightly open, or closed, simply investigate what is present, how it changes. And to focus your attention, perhaps ask, what's present in my heart space at this moment? If what you find is pleasant, joyful, or neutral, really appreciate that. Let yourself hang out in that space and just be, noticing what it feels like in the whole body. Letting yourself rest in this space and allowing things to be as they are. Notice the capacity of your body to hold what's in your heart. Notice if it's carried in the arms as well. Notice if sensations at the core of the heart space move out towards the peripheral of the body or down through the legs and feet or perhaps up and through the top of the head. So many possibilities of how emotions can be processed and then flow through the body, heart, mind. The mind from time to time will try to carry you to a different place. Don't judge it harshly. It's the mind's attempt to give you some relief from the single task. So perhaps just kindly thank it, and then when you're ready, bring your attention back to what's present at this moment. In the heart. Remember, nothing to do, no effort required. Simply allow. Trust that your body's wisdom can metabolize what's here and bring you through the center of it all and out to the other side. If something challenging arises, you might notice that more sensations arise in the body when you think about it than when you focus on the breath moving through it. Watch. Note. In this way, we learn to bring our attention back to the body and the sensations of the feelings in the heart. Rather than feeding the emotions with more thoughts from the mind. As you hold attention in the heart center, you provide the space and time to fully process all felt senses without adding second arrows from the mind. A second arrow is a description the Buddha gave for the negative judgments the mind can offer. Thoughts like, this is my fault, or why is this happening to me? There must be something wrong with me. Holding attention in the heart and allowing the breath to move through the space can help the challenge feel less overwhelming. And over time, it can become possible to stay with this meditation with no content at all. Simply breathing through the quality of love the heart offers to whatever arises. Opening and closing. Opening and closing. And now, if you're drawn to do so, you might like to open your eyes and include something beautiful that's nearby. Hold it right alongside whatever else is present in your heart. And then notice what effect this has on the openness of the heart. If you're distracted with the eyes open, gently close them and simply imagine the smile of someone you love, or remember the softness of an animal friend. Perhaps include something that brings joy or comfort. You could even place your hand on your heart and appreciate your capacity to experience this life in its fullness, just as it is. It's wisdom to know when to open, when to close. Begin to trust the opening and the closing too. Be curious. Trust the expansion and the contraction. This is the way of the heart. Safe, unsafe. Safe, unsafe. The beautiful fragility of being human as we hold all in the most perfect love required. And now in our final moments together, let's offer some metta. We start with ourselves. I bow to the sacred in all creation. May my spirit fill the world with beauty and wonder. May my mind seek truth with humility and openness. May my heart forgive without limits. May my actions bear witness to the suffering of others. May my hands never harm a living being. May my steps stay on the journey of justice. May my tongue speak for those who are poor without fear of the powerful. May my soul rejoice in this present moment. And now we offer well wishes to each being in this virtual space. May you be at peace and ease. May you be happy. May you be well. May you become freer and freer from all the ways you get stuck in life. May you be free.